Welcome to the Centering Meditation. The purpose of this meditation is to support you in feeling a greater sense of peace and presence. It will give you a reference point so that you have a place to return to if or when you find yourself feeling stressed, off balance, or ungrounded. In reality, this meditation will point you to who you already are, an essence already centered and already at peace. This is one of the most common types of meditation and is the foundation by which many others are built on. You will focus on the skill of quieting your mind, an essential resource for healing, transformation, and manifesting. There are three main parts to this meditation. The first is posture. Maintaining a good posture will allow you to feel more energized throughout the meditation. Your breath will flow more easily and your body's energy centers will be more open and unrestricted. It is ideal to sit in an upright position. You may choose to sit on the floor, a cushion, or a chair. What is most important is that your spine is comfortably aligned. You might envision a string extended from the top of your head all the way down to your tailbone. In the early days of my learning to meditate over 30 years ago, I recall asking the instructor about posture. I told her that my favorite and most comfortable position is sitting with my legs up and against my chest, and I asked her if this was okay. Her response was kind, yet clearly supportive of having a more open posture to allow for greater flow of both energy and breath. Once I changed my posture to allow a more open flow of energy, I could definitely feel the difference. We invite you to find the posture that works and feels best for you. The second part of the centering meditation is diaphragmatic breathing, also known as belly breathing, and is one of the fastest ways in which to feel relaxed. Your breath fills your body with healing oxygen, stimulating your natural relaxation response, which is the opposite of the stress response, and soothes muscle tension. Breathe so that your abdomen expands as you inhale and gently contracts as you exhale. You might place your right hand on your abdomen and your left hand on your chest. And now breathe as you normally do. If you notice your left hand on your chest moving more than your right hand on your belly, do your best to shift this. As you breathe in, keep your left hand still as you focus on your right hand rising on your abdomen. Allow an equal length of time to your inhalation and your exhalation. This may require some practice for it to feel natural, yet soon you will breathe diaphragmatically without having to focus on or think about it, and your entire body and mind will greatly benefit. I know this from personal experience. I used to breathe shallowly and often held my breath for no apparent reason. Definitely wasn't getting the full benefit of breathing or near the amount of oxygen with each breath that I took. And with some practice and awareness, this changed dramatically and fortunately pretty quickly. The third part of this meditation is to have a centered mind. When we are calm on the inside, our life tends to be calm on the outside. Combining good posture with relaxed breathing and a centered mind allows for the opportunity of feeling calm on the inside. As you practice quieting your mind throughout this meditation, you will strengthen your ability to access a sense of peace and tranquility in many life circumstances. Many people consider their mind to be quite active, and this meditation presents a great opportunity for creating greater inner peace. This reminds me of one of the myths of meditation we've heard so often, and mostly from new meditators, who will say that my mind is so active, it's always busy and it's always thinking. I just have one of those busy minds, and meditation, it's just not for me, or I just can't quiet my mind. In a situation like this, meditation can be very beneficial. In fact, in some ways crucial. Just requires patience and practice. To support you in centering your mind, we suggest three options in which to focus your attention on while you are meditating. The reason for this is that more than likely, you will notice that your mind has wandered, or that you are thinking about something other than what you are focusing on. For example, you may find yourself thinking about your next meal, your to-do list, an upcoming party, or a business trip. This is normal. It is natural for your mind to think and be active. This is your cue to bring your awareness back to what you have chosen to focus on. You may find yourself retrieving your attention 5, 10, even 30 times during a 10 or 15 minute meditation. The first option is to focus on your breath. This is the most widely practiced form of meditating. And fortunately, it is always with you. Become aware of your inhale and exhale. Notice the sensation of your breath. Feel the air entering and exiting your nose. As you breathe diaphragmatically, feel your abdomen rise as you inhale and gently fall or move back down as you exhale. A second option is to focus your attention on a sound, any sound. Music, for example, often without words is preferred. You could also choose the sounds of nature, birds singing, crickets chirping, the wind blowing. The ocean waves are often a favorite nature sound. The sound of silence is also an option, as is the sound of your own breathing. A third option is to focus your attention on a word or phrase. You might select something that brings you a sense of peace or connects you to healing in some form. This could be an affirmation or an inspiring phrase. For example, I am calm. I am at peace. I appreciate all the good in my life. I am quieting my mind. I am loved. I trust the process of life. You might also choose to focus your attention on a line from a prayer or a passage from a spiritual or religious text. We've now discussed the purpose, the benefits, the structure of the centering meditation. Let's practice it.